Ja, Shalom, this is Nathan from Tomales Cafe. Can I help you?
Hello.
Yes?
My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Farmers Insurance. I'm trying to return a call on a patient, Robin Vitelli. Somebody called yesterday and wanted to know status of an appeal.
Okay. Let me just open this thing. I'll help you just a second. Can you spell the last name of the patient?
Patient is Vitelli, V like Victor, I-T-E-L-L-I.
Vitelli Robin, alright, I got it. With the date of birth, June 18, 1973.
Give me one second.
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
And for which date of service?
The status of appeal you were calling on was for 3/19/25 and 4/16/25.
Yeah, with the date of total charge $99,999.
They are maintaining the determination, so no additional payment is authorized.
All right. So adjuster maintaining the determination. So can you provide me the adjuster details so I can directly contact
you?
My
name is Nicole.
Yes.
I am the adjuster.
Well, the adjuster. All right. So can you just tell me, like, it's among 99,999 billed amount and you paid only $2,974.63. And other insurance paid with the same CPT among 61,000. So, like, how was it possible?
And so they're maintaining. You appealed it, and you were just calling me to find out the status of the appeal. We have an appeals department. Okay.
Okay.
An appeals department said our ARP was filed by this provider, but not for these dates of service included. This is for dispute. Reimbursement. Both bills have been reviewed by the coder. Payment for C2, C3, 6-4, the code 6-4, 626, $751.82, and then the code 64627, $436.29, and then the code 64627 was $436. Based on that information, we're maintaining the previous level of payment. So they're not issuing any additional payment.
So can you explain it in one line so I can update the status?
We're maintaining our position.
Just a second.
It's been reviewed and there's no additional payment going to be made.
Just a second, let me I got it, but I just gave this transfer this call to the my supervisor. So can you just talk with him?
Whoever you want to.
Just a second.
Yeah, this is Ramo from provider office.
Yes, I was returning a call. Somebody was looking for a status of an appeal.
Yes.
For University of Pain Medicine.
Yes.
For data service 3/19 and 4/16.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like our appeals department reviewed the appeal, and they're maintaining the previous level of payment is what they said.
So that's
no
what
payments to be issued.
Yeah, like I agree, like you are not going to pay, but please try to understand this particular procedure. The CPT code which we billed 64472, this was not performed in office. This was a service performed in facility. And we did submitted the pre-cert. You have a NJPIP pre-cert available in that appeal. You will find that this particular CPT code, we had approval of two units, two units from the insurance, farmer insurance. So if you like farmer insurance approve two units, then how could they pay lesser? Because we are having
I'm not in the appeals department. I'm sorry to tell you that I'm not in the appeals department. If you don't agree with the decision, go ahead and file ARB.
Okay. So what my last suggestion to you, like we have other NJPIP insurance like NJM, State Farm, NJ. On those insurance, when we are submitting same like CPT code, they
not
are paying
insurance companies.
Yeah.
Just submit arbitration if you don't agree with the situation. The arbitration department will review it. I'm not in the appeals department.
Mm-hmm.
I was just calling back because
okay.
I got a voicemail wanting to know the status.
Yeah.
The status.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't agree with it, the only thing you could do, the next step is arbitration.
I'll make
a note.
I
don't know what the other insurance companies do. It has nothing to do with us. Okay?
Yeah. I'll make a note of it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.